Yeah.
Yes, Susanna has put.
Well, I have an announcement. I'm going to deliver a 4-week online course, a workshop called Inner Resources for Connection. And it starts this Sunday afternoon. And perhaps if there's a lot of people interested, another Sunday, the next Sunday, the 12th in the morning. So Inner Resources for Connection, to build up intimacy and communication. And I'm going to, I'm going to deliver my first online 4 weeks Rage Club too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My newsletter is out.
Yay.
Yes.
Thank you.
God, what's going on, Sophia Magdalena?
After I sent it, I had like a lot of fear, and like I sent it and then the fear raised up, like I don't know how high that I really did it, and with voices who said, why did you do that, and that's very strong. And then I got an answer from
Lady.
And then the joy came, but still it's, yeah.
You're not using your voice blaster. Jesus. Give me this. Where is the voice blaster? Wait a second. You one shot at a time. It's not very efficient, but... Hey, Sophia Magdalena, come on. You cannot ruin your first newsletter with vampire voices. That's a bad way to start.
Yeah. You shoot them now?
Mm-hmm. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one too. That voice as well.
Don't shoot.
I can't. I have an emotion. Bang! You're so fucking stupid. Bang! You really did it. Why did you do it? It's so dangerous. Bang! Yes.
Keep your center. Shoot the voices and keep your center. Don't wait for us to say it's over, it's not over. You decide.
Why? You can't. It's not possible. There's no possibility. Why? Bang!
Bang, 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 bang! Kill them all the way.
You're not good enough. Bang! Bang! Bang!
Yeah.
Bang! Bang!
Yes. Yeah, for voices like this, I have a flamethrower. So you can also have a flamethrower, Sophia Magdalena, and just go incinerate it.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Are there more voices?
Yes, there's one more, and it slipped away, and it's, the newsletter sucks. It's so bad, nobody will read it, and everybody who will read it will disappear and never love you again. Bang!
That was three different things. Bang, bang, bang.
Machine gun it. Go.
Keep your center. Do it. Sophia Magdalena, it doesn't work if you make it from a child ego state.
Yes.
Put the child on the side saying, this is the adult who does that.
The newsletter is not good enough. Bang!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any more announcements to make? Anyone?
You're muted, Patricia.
You're muted. Yeah.
Yes, Jennifer. Jennifer and I are doing an ETB in Miami next week.
Whoa!
We have 14 people.
Wow!
Cool. Yeah.
And we are in the process of scheduling the Spanish ETB, which we want to do in August. And then both of us have a big impulse to, since now we cannot go to Europe, we don't know for how long, to do a lab in September.
Amazing.
Yay. Wow.
So there is a lot cooking and I will be reaching out. We will be reaching out for possibilities and help and all that.
Cool.
Thank you.
I would also like to share that I quit my job yesterday.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm available for wow. all kind of
Wait, let us freak out.
Yeah. And out of patriarchy.
No.
Yeah, so I'm available for all kind of crazy shit.
Cool. Nice
one. Yeah, and I'm planning to go to Portugal on the 30th of July, and I will be traveling with a friend who actually want to travel, and we wanted to go to a very I don't know expensive hotel, but we canceled this. We want to go on an adventure of village weaving and connecting with people and finding a place and stuff like that. So yeah, we go into the unknown, let's say. Yes, and I'm very, very glad about that, and I'm waiting for this like many years, I think, to really feel that shift. I mean, it was in my mind a lot, and with this frequent PM context, this last 3 months, it really, yeah, I could fly out of this. So yeah, I feel very, very much like this kites that just run and then fly. And yeah, that's super nice.
Yes.
Thank you, Habet.
Thank you.
So cool. I want to share that that's a topic also for me. And Habet, thank you for sharing that, because I'm a homeopath and I have a full-time busy practice, but I also work part-time in a patriarchal job that I really am dying to get out of and use that energy and space to focus on ETV and PM. And I'm very, very close to that as well. And I was discussing that today. So I feel like your news gives me even more energy and to make that decision as well. Thank you. And also yesterday I held space for our US Miami PM team, and I did a version of Ann Chloe's third day of Fear Club, where I held space for our team to go and to stimulate high level fear, and it was very successful. So I have a lot of joy, that I was able to do such a process on virtually. It was great. So I have joy for that. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. I would like to hear about Tanya, who you are a different person. As you delivered your first ETB by yourself, first ETB after practice ETB, yes. And by yourself. Would you share something?
Yes. Oh, well, yes, I am a different person, or my box is different, let's put it that way. There were two major insights out of many others, but one was I found out how to be on four different places at the same time. Mm. Holding space for two possibility teams, taking care of the dog who is freaking out and taking care of the caterer, and still holding space for these possibility teams. And so that was interesting. And the other thing was that I kind of was at the beginning still very much in my head, and then at one point it just flipped and I went with whatever came through. And so the first day was very exhausting, and then it just changed and I went with my fear and yeah, it was amazing. And we even did a big process, although I didn't intend to, but it was just there. And and I was scared because he was a colleague from Daimler and very, you know, very corporate. It used to be, and she went in very deep. So that was amazing. And we had high level, and I had a Nakshineki on my chair. Yeah, right. No idea.
I'm so glad to hear that you can speak about it.
That's a legend.
Tanya?
Yeah, and they
go
just
ahead.
Started their first possibility team. So we had the first possibility team here yesterday.
Oh, very, so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a question. I remember that there is a handbook for possibility teams, but I couldn't find it. Can you give me a hint where I can find it?
Yeah, it's on the website, possibilityteam.org. You have to scroll down. It's not so visible, but there's a button you can click, and it's there in English.
Team.org, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tanya, would you be willing to write just, it doesn't have to be long, but like one paragraph about your experience with that shift from... you know, Tanya delivering Expand the Box from My Bright Principles and Archetypal Expand the Box. Patricio wrote this email after his Expand the Box, and it was so beautiful to express that shift. And I'm building a Practice Expand the Box website, and to just have those words, it would really help people to know what it is about, really. And it's about that, actually. The whole Practice Expand the Box is about that experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you could do that?
Yes, okay.
Will you, you send it to all, like, I'd like to receive it as well. I like to
it will be on,
it. Okay.
I'll put it on the website, but otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, because when Tanya was saying about it, I remember when my switch was, and I didn't read Patricio's email, so now I want to, like, go back to it somehow.
Mm.
Yeah. And Patricio, would you?
Yes.
Send it to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I'd like to see that as well.
Thank you. Is there any more announcements? I have a logistical. Vera, go. Yeah.
It seems that maybe I have just delivered about four or like just helped five spaces in the last 2 weeks on this online summit conflict transformation with Habet and with Anna Chloe and with Clinton. And I'm feeling more liquid, and like I'm experiencing more being a liquid state. And in the last, I think 7 days have been this like buzz of the bright principles happening all the time. And I just wanted to share that I feel really, really glad to be collaborating and doing these things. Just,
yes!
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
I have a logistical question because it's about timing. Do this call finish at 8:30 or 8:45? I'm talking Portuguese time.
I would do 8:30. That's preference because here it's 9:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's clear now. Okay, if there's no more announcements or logistical, I will wrap this space and bring you to the next.
I have something.
You have something?
Yeah.
Okay, go. I'm sorry. Okay, I open again, so.
Okay. I will run my next anger workshop next weekend, and it will be the first present workshop with people actually in one room together since February. And I feel tension and fear and excitement about it. And really looking forward to meet people in the training room again. Yeah. And there is this fear which is just shaking through my system and makes me alive and awake and present, and I'm grateful for that. Yes.
Are there still some free spots there in this Rage Club?
Maybe.
Like for my team or?
Maybe, because the people are signing in and signing out like every day, like two people in and one person out. And I just want a place for a woman to.
The answer that you're looking for is yes.
Yes.
Sorry?
The answer you're looking for is yes. Just open it up to more people.
I'm not allowed because I hire a room or rent a room, and the owner of the room offered it for me for 8 people, and otherwise she wouldn't allow it. So that's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Otherwise, the answer would have been yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I have an announcement. I have a new gremlin, and his name is Joseph, and he's here with me today. And I'm very happy that I finally get a closer connection to my gremlin. So I create this space with you together.
Thank you.
Thank
Hello, Joseph.
You.
Hi, welcome, Joseph.
Hi. Thank you. This was an amazing space, and I want to thank you for the experience of the day. And I named this call Connection Through Presence and Meta Conversations. And for me, is the purpose of this experiment. This means basically nothing, because we are going to practice. And from practice, you will get more insights or matrix and possibly more tools to bring and build a bit more trust within, so we can empower also each other to in community through communication. And I'm very interested in how do I get into the gap, or how do I get into that nothing that can change a conversation or a space And this is the main the main fuzz or buzz that is kicking me to do this session and experiment this with you, is how can we be more present with our bodies and learn to detect the sensations that our feelings bring or make us feel, and then communicate with them. And that maybe can be a jump and a door, so you can open doors for yourself. You can open doors for other people, and you can also open doors for yourself. And I'm very interested to practice this, because also in my own experiment in life, is like sometimes I would like to change a conversation while having dinner with some friends, and I get stuck. So for me, it's quite interesting. How do I get unhook, or how do I unhook myself? And I guess this is also kind of phase two of feelings work. It's like, first we learn how to feel, and then we share our, we make the distinction from feelings and emotions. And then for me now, the next step is really, how do I have fun catching myself and having more possibilities for myself while still being in connection? So how do I use my other possibilities, and how do I go into that space and then have fun or use my gremlin to be smart, intelligent, fast, and still be in connection with other people? This is the purpose and the commitment of being with what is at the moment. And if you are the fish, no, how do you get out of the hook and go free and explore the fields for yourself? And the practice I bring for checking in with this is, we go to breakout rooms and we share with the feelings, locating in the presence of other people. We have all the fields like connecting somehow. So is how the person in front of you is making sensations, or the connection is bringing up something in your body, and you share exactly that. So I have my heart is like, it's like beating fast in front of you, and I feel scared because I never told you something that I would like to tell you now. And then you can say something to the person in front of you. So it's connecting the sensation in the body with the feeling and something that you would like to share with the person. And the other person will answer, connecting to what you just said. So it's like the other person, by you saying that, I feel in my body, my throat a bit tight, or my head spinning, or tension in my shoulders because I feel fear. And the fear is about, so it's like connecting with what is in the moment through body sensation, a feeling, and something that you would like to communicate. Any questions, doubts? It's like it's some thumbs up if we can go to breakout room.
Is it in pairs or
pairs? Yeah, okay. This one is in pairs. Yeah. Okay. And you will have some time. So I really invite you to, if you really have something to say to the person in front of you, just take this chance to go deeper in this communication. It's really about us as the trainer path, the tribe, and building the matrix so that we know each other more, and there's a field of unsaid things that if brought to consciousness, I feel like it can be like amazing and strong matrix. Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask if, yeah. A person is, so it's in pairs, person is in front of the other, and they say about the sensation that they're feeling in their body about the person in front of you?
When I mean, can we make an example? Me and you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so. Hi, Vera. When I'm in front of you, I have, like, in my skin, like, there's a, like, a, like, my skin is, like, shaking, like, in this line, and I feel fear, because I feel the sensation of giving you my center. Yeah. Of, like, my center wants to, like, go somewhere else rather than stay in my body.
And what about the unsaid thing?
Yeah.
Well, I just discovered this now. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I could go, like, I'm afraid to. So I give my center, this sensation of giving myself, my center to you, is related to, like, past experiences with you. Yeah, so it's an emotional feeling, kind of. Yeah.
Do I do completion loops?
No. When you say that, I feel in my body. Yeah.
Okay. When you say that, I feel in my body a kind of a gray half cone, energetic cone, and moving towards you, but staying. It doesn't move forever. It moved out and into, like, a foot, like 30 centimeters out. And there's this, it's like, I'm focused. There's fear and anger. And that's, like, so that I can hear very well. The experience that I have is that, like, focus. Yeah. Here, there's, like, this. What I'm doing with my hands is if I have huge antennas.
Yeah, and then you would say, and I feel fear or anger because.
Yeah. So this, yeah, this is fear because I want to pay attention if I am hooking or if I'm doing some unconscious behavior or hook towards you.
Thank you. When you say that, I feel like my diaphragm just, like, went down, and I felt like the percentage of fear that I was feeling was quite low, so I could relax, and I feel some joy in this sensation. And I feel joyful because I feel more connected to you right now. So this goes on at least for 10 minutes. Okay, you're going deeper and deeper, and yeah, let's experiment with this.
Thank you. Thank you for going through it with me.
Thank you. Yeah.
I have a question, Joanna. I understood that we can share also something that talk about us.
Yeah.
To really connect with this tribe is correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Not only about other person in front of us, but also something that we want to share, and what is the sensation when we share this.
Yeah, but I would invite you not to start with thinking about what you want to say. It's not about that. It's about first you feel a sensation, so you go to the not knowing. You don't know what's behind your sensation. Only then, when you share, I have a tense throat, my hands are shaking. And then you go and figure out what's behind that. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different exercise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then you go and figure out what feeling is behind that sensation in the body.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And yeah, really go with just the first two steps, I feel are more interesting. Like to connect this body sensation with the feeling and only then just see what comes. And because, and maybe something else comes.
Okay.
After connecting those two. Okay, Anna is coming. So I will put you in breakout rooms and Anna stays here with me. Okay. Yeah, okay. Create options. Oh my God, this is the first time I guess I do this. So if I do, how many breakout rooms would be? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6. Or 5 in the main room.
5. Okay, go.
The best, Joanna, is if you stay in the main room and then you invite somebody to just stay with you.
Uh-huh. Okay. So maybe I see 3 people on one breakout room. Tanya, can you please not don't accept the invitation, okay, for the breakout room. Okay, go. Okay. Hi, Tanya. I'm going to.
Hi, Joanna.
This is logistical. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out if there's anyone in the room. No. Or let me see. Okay, I don't see Anna. I guess she went out. Okay, so we can practice together now. Now it's clear.
Okay.
Would you like to start?
Yes.
Thank you.
When I'm just having this sensation here in my chest, like it's a bit tight, and I feel fear because there's still some, I can see some distraction in you and you not being with me at the moment.
Yeah. When you say that, I feel angry that a person is trying to come in, and I'm going to admit it, and I'm angry because I would like to be full on doing this exercise with you, but I can space hold for you and her to do that together. Okay. And afraid of making this decision. This is what's alive in me. I'm afraid to make this decision. I invite us to keep the working space together. So like Hello, Anna. We are in the middle of a practice, so if you want to jump in, make your grounding cord and your bubble and center yourself. I will space hold the exercise for you and Tanya. And it's about, Tanya will start, and it's about you locating in your body the sensation you have in front of, in the presence of Tanya. If you have tension in your shoulders or cramp in your stomach, or and then telling the feeling behind the sensation. And then if something else comes, is really to build, to bring things that are unsaid or are here in connection with Tanya. So it's very in the moment and in the presence. And I'll be here space holding. Everyone is in breakout rooms. Yeah, you can start.
Hi, Anna. I have a sensation of tightness in my shoulder. And I feel anger. Because of the interruption which we just had with Joanna. Oh, and I feel fear because it's raining and I have to get the pillows in. Let me just hold on for a second.
Yeah. And now, Anna, it would be your turn to say, when you say that, like, or having heard that, I feel in my body something. So you connect with the body and then you share with the feeling. What is the sensation about the feeling behind the feelings behind the sensation? Yeah. Okay, go.
I feel tension in my stomach.
It helps when you say, like, when I hear you saying that, or.
And then I repeat what I heard.
No, you don't repeat what you heard. It's just when you say that, I feel in my body.
Mm-hmm. When you say that, I feel tension in my stomach and sort of a withdrawing wanting to not be someone who's interrupting. I feel sadness coming up. And I feel an anger coming up. It's more sort of pushing me back between my shoulder blades. About you being angry for the reconstruction workshop, which is, yeah.
And you said you were sad. You're sad because?
Because I am interrupting the space. I fell asleep with Gwendolyn. And I feel in the moment I feel very sad because I have the feeling it's quite a lot, and I don't let myself just sleep when I'm tired. Yeah. Thank you.
When I hear you saying that, I have a sensation of some softness here, and also heavy on my chest, and it's a feeling and emotion of sadness.
Because? Because she blocked.
I think she's frozen.
Oh, it's frozen. Tanya? Hello? Maybe it's the rain? Okay. Let's... Oops. Yeah. She went... Okay. We can do this together. We still have like a few minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll put here a bit of timing. I need to take care of. Okay.
Hearing her speak about her sadness and being away now, I feel...
No, it's you do it with me.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like when I'm in your presence, in my body, I feel... She's coming. Okay, so now you can, you can complete with Tanya. Then you're back. Yes, okay.
Yeah,
we heard you saying
your advice with
We heard you were sad, but we didn't know why.
Yes.
Yeah, I felt sadness because I felt sad because I felt the connection now. I started to feel the connection now, and that was just when it cut off. Ironic. Yeah.
Yeah, again? Okay, now it's you, Anna. Yeah.
I feel the connection in my body around my chest area. And it's a mixture of joy and sadness. And the joy is to be in connection, and the sadness is sort of the sensation in the joy. And I feel fear of being in connection. I do feel that too. I feel it like it feels like I'm pulling my, I think it's called diaphragma, up. So I have less air. I get like, yes.
And because you are afraid of being connected, because
of causing something in Tanya, in or in general in someone. And to be seen, like to trust this connection and put and be vulnerable and seen in the connection. Yeah.
When you say that, I have a sensation in my diaphragm. Which is like, it's a sensation like, and I feel fear, fear of being seen, and now there's also some sadness. Which is it's even more heart opening, kind of contradictory, but anyway, it's like the fear of being seen and the sadness of opening my heart.
feel a weight on my shoulders. When I hear you say that, I feel a weight on my shoulder. How can it feel so similar? Like, yes, I feel sad that connecting. Yeah, it feels like I'm tiptoeing energetically forward and not daring to really go for it. And it makes me sad.
Yeah, I'm bringing people in.
Yes, and I wanted to say thank you. And very thank slow you. And very touching way of connecting.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tanya and Joanna.
Thank you for coming, Anna, because I was being logistical. So yeah, it was very useful you being here, so I could do the logistics of the practice. And you could do that with Tanya. Yeah, thanks for coming. Yeah, and it's interesting how fast, like, we had to adapt to new things. And Tanya went off and...
I know, it's pouring here. I can hardly hear you. It's like...
Hello.
Hello.
We're going to have a sharing about what you discover, some new distinctions. I guess there's a lot of people missing. Wait.
Yes, Anne-Chloe is going to a toilet. One moment, okay. She can. Yes.
Okay. Me too.
I also go to the toilet. Thank you.
Body sensation.
Yes.
Open doors already. Okay.
I get some water.
Yeah. Well, this is a space where we're going to share about the experience. If you have new distinctions with you, how it was for you to connect in this way. Yeah, Yula.
Well, actually, I'd like to wait for the others to come back.
Okay. Water is always very welcome, as the body.
Especially now that it's so hot.
Yes. Yes, in Germany too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are missing only Anna now. Yeah. Okay. We're all here. So Yula, would you like to start sharing?
Yeah. This morning I did a process about taking back my feminine authority as a woman. And just now I was in a breakout room with Patricio and I found out, or I realized that taking back this authority is not only healing for me, it's also much easier for a man to be with me if I'm with myself and that's kind of enlightening I didn't get that before. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Habet.
Yeah, I'm very amazed how the synchronicities are working in my life right now. Because this month in June was my healing teaching was about expression, and we learned in the teaching that expression is actually the reaction to an impression. And I had to do some practice and stuff, and I couldn't really catch it. And now with this exercise, it's so in the face and in theory. Because, yeah, like you said, that this is the order of this, how they happen, is that I have an impression. That impression causes some sensation, and then I allow that what it does to me speak. And that's how my master teacher goes theoretically. And now that you bring that exercise, it's like the perfect match. And this morning I had the same, like, I had with Rike now, like in the morning, I was with John already, like everybody know now, and we had this exercise already, and somebody was giving me a compliment, like, oh yeah, it's so nice to be with you in this space and thing, and then I scratched myself, and I did that too now with Rike, and having this repetitive experience, I can see kind of love during me, like appreciation and love and whatever, intimacy, the intensity of it gets to a point where I'm expanding and I'm kind of resisting that expansion. But I believe you can heal no kind of stuff with that. That's beautiful. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Super helpful tool.
Thank you. Habet, I just want to, I had an impression, I'm going to share my expression, that what we discovered also with Vera, and I do it, so Vera, she was biting her nails, and I crack my knuckles, and when we were with Clinton, and we asking Vera, okay, what's going on, and we realized that when we do this, actually, it's a part of ecstasy. We have ecstasy, but we're not allowing ourselves to feel the ecstasy of being in intimacy or creation or authenticity. And the way that we get rid of it is cracking the knuckles and or scratching or people picking their fingers and stuff. So it might, you know, this thing of I'll stop it is kind of a block, but maybe it could have to do something with letting the ecstasy be there and being allowed to have ecstasy.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
You're muted, Patricio. Yeah.
Okay. Well, for me, I noticed the value or the many levels of this exercise. You know, the first thing that came to me is that wow, this, like you can really go into any interaction with this. I mean, from this angle. It seemed like a beautiful way of building bridges. And then it was very interesting, you know, like the synchronicity about Julia having had this process in the morning with men and then, you know, ended up in the breakout room with me. I felt just all the time there was like I could see there is a possibility, you know, all the time. you know, there was like connecting to the physical sensation, the feeling, and then the verbal expression. You know, there was always somewhere to go. So, you know, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Martina?
Mm-hmm. For me, that this experience was like, the one side, it was very easy to start with the physical sensations because it was easy to find them. For me, it was easy to say, I have this sensation or that sensation. And then when I was talking about my feelings and we were changing, I was doing that with Vera and she was saying something and I was saying something. I had this sensation of like being in a, I don't know if you know that, such a clock out of glass and it's sand in there and the sand falls.
Hourglass.
What?
Hourglass.
Yes, like an hourglass. So the sensation for me was like I cannot escape from getting deeper and deeper in this conversation and in my feelings, and there was no way out, and even I don't, yeah, that was the sensation for me. And the key was always the physical thing, that I sensed the physical thing, and then I was talking about my feelings that had to do with that physical sensations. And yeah, it was very intense. For me, it was very intense. Yeah. Thank you for that. Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vera?
Yeah, Joanna, thank you for this practice. First of all, I had a lot of fun doing it. And the things that I discovered that I had not, you know, experienced before was that it was easier actually, like the first thing that would happen that I would notice was my energetic body sensation. And I noticed after a while, because Martina would say something physical, and as soon as I said, when you said that, this movement of my energetic body would just appear, and I noticed, like, I couldn't find the physical sensation, but the energetic shape was very, very clear. And the other one was that it was slow. It was, even when we were doing, as an example together, Joanna, it was slow enough that I was present, and I was in the now, in the small now. And, you know, like this kind of cycle of I feel fear because of this, and then the kind of that I am, my box is accustomed to, wasn't happening. And that was like, whoa, amazing. And so yeah, this is great. I've never experienced that before, and that's fun. And I have a question, which is about what's the relationship with meta conversation? Like, I see it, but I kind of, something in is like, can you say more about that?
This is the first, the meta conversation exercise comes next.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. This is connecting through presence still. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, anyone else would like to share?
Yes.
Yeah, Sara.
For me, it was like Martina, because I feel the facility in feeling sensation, and so it was really clear what comes and what the feelings are connected to that sensation. So for my body is I don't know, I can feel through my body really in a really simple way. And so it was really beautiful to share about to share through the body. And also with Anne Chloe, we go really deep, like yes, like this clock. And she helped me to find an emotion that that I continue to have inside of me, and I would like to ask for to holder space holder for me to process this emotion that is related to. From one side, to feeling myself alone, like the last one in this group, or I don't know, the alone in Italy to do possibility management, and yes, this sensation of loneliness. And from the other side, that I don't allow myself to ask for help or ask what I need. And so I nourish this loneliness because I have to process it. So I have to look in. Yeah. Yes.
I am available to do that tomorrow. I have some time if we manage to fit in our schedule.
Thank you. Another one, please.
I'm available also tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm available particularly on Friday. Not
okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay. So can I write on WhatsApp group?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I have to check.
People-wise, it would be best if you talk with us after the session.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I notice the presence of the space. The quality of the space is different right now after we've done the practice.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would take Sara's input to the space for the next exercise. Is that... it's also related to things unsaid and maybe wishes that we have of doing something with someone, and now we get to practice that, and it's like clinging out the space and sharing with the person that you will be in the breakout rooms. So first time is you share like the fear that you have connecting to the person. So I'm afraid to tell you that, or when I'm in contact with you, this happens. Or I have the story that something. And then you get to practice to make an offer or to give or to say something or ask for feedback, ask for doing something together. Asking for possibilities. So it's piercing the fear of connecting, or what might the story be in between you. So you could go through the fear of asking something or saying something, or yeah, like Sara just opened the space with that. Like, yeah, I would like to have this process, for example, or I would like to facilitate an online women's circle with you. Whatever comes, and you can also practice. It would be cool if you practice really with a person, so you discover what is the spark between you, what is like, what is there for you to explore maybe together, for example. Is it clear? Any questions? It will be a short one because I want to leave some space for the last one. Mm-hmm. Two times, you ask for two things and you come back for the main room again. I will share some sentences so you could start with them and you choose from which angle you would like to start the conversation.
Thank you.
Is it clear?
Yes, thank you. Yeah?
Okay, let's go. I don't know if this does again the same breakouts.
Yeah, it does. You have to, there's a recreate. I don't know if it's in Portuguese. Yeah.
Recreate all rooms.
Yeah.
But there are three. No, but I want to. 5, maybe 6. Yes. Now you go. Have fun.
You too.
Yeah. Have interesting conversations. Yeah, doing logistical for the breakout rooms. So I added some something. So the practice is, I'm afraid to tell you that, or what's not been said is, or I'm scared because, or I have the story that I cannot communicate with you because I'm scared. And what I really would like to experience with you or do with you or saying to you is, you make an offer or say something. And the last part is that they find a way of finishing the communication by saying, yes, I'm available for that, or you just complete the communication, or you say no, or you explore the other options of this exercise. Let's wait for the others. I hope you had interesting invitations or sharings, maybe completing communications. We will not share about this one, so we can go for the meta conversation.
So, Joanna, do you have this written down, this sequence of exercises?
Yes, I'm quite nerdy. Everything is written down. I just don't wear glasses.
Would you send the question?
I will share in the group like my nerdy document. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything is written down.
What's the nerdy thing?
Patrice, you asked me if I have this written, and I said I'm quite nerdy. Yes. That's me. I just don't wear glasses. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I will share in the WhatsApp group, okay, my file. And I hope you had interesting completion loops or completing communication and invitations. And I will go for, yeah.
There's this wind again in your
yes.
background.
Thank you. Yeah, and for the next exercise, the meta conversation, I was inspired by Anne Chloe's and Vera talk, and I would really like to experience this with you and bring it to the exercise here. That is, it's like you're gonna be three in breakout rooms, and this is having a meta conversation, this kind of getting out of your emotional pattern and creating something else with the person in front of you. So there will be a role player, the communicator, and a coach. And my wish is that you are all in different roles. So you change each time. So you complete all the roles. So you're gonna pick someone else, or you just do with the person in front of you, but someone that triggers you in a way that you get hooked and you get stuck. And from more possibilities coming out of the coach or yourself being in a situation, you can have this meta conversation level of the conversation. So you choose a different path of the conversation and you unhook yourself and go in another direction. Yeah. Is it clear? I hope not, so you go and experience.
Nothing is clear. I understood nothing.
Cool. You have a team.
In the UK, there's the expression, it's clear as mud.
Klar wie Klospur.
Okay, so you choose a person you would like to talk to, which you usually get hooked, and you explore, so you have your coach with you to help you, like having a kind of meta conversation of getting out and like leading the conversation towards something else. That's a skill. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, breakout rooms. Now I do recreate and three per room. Or maybe
that's
three.
It.
I do three or four. Yeah, okay. There you go. Enjoy. So they are in the breakout rooms, and the idea is really to have more perspectives from the coach, or you yourself find a way of getting out of your hook and learn the strategy of like being plastic with the mind and also making clear that you say hello to the emotion, and then you say hi to the new map of feelings. So you can just make a spin on the conversation and possibly go in another way.
It was something completely different than what she said before.
I hate the breakout rooms. I hate online. I'm going offline.
Me too.
I'm so angry with this, like, 60 seconds to go. I'm like,
yeah.
I wish we had until 2045. That would be, I guess my idea was there. So I could end the call now, but that would be quite rude. So we still have time for checkout and just land in the space to finish together. And who needs to go? Just, yeah.
When I hear you say it's rude to end it, this like fear, like tension in my throat comes in, and I have afraid that that's a rule.
No, it's my gremlin. It was supposed to be a joke.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Maybe not the time for it. So space is open for checkout and whatever you need. I can be here also after the call for a while. So yeah,
I would like to say something. If you ever do this exercise, you can really give 15 minutes or 20 minutes per constellation. This is such new territory that we don't know how to do this. And it takes a lot of feedback and coaching. So give time to people to crash and burn and crash and burn and keep learning. And the other thing that I realized just now with Sarah is this is how it happens, is this conversation, which I would call the linear conversation, is I want to talk about this. And then the meta conversation is about how do you want to talk about this? What is the context of this conversation? Is it going to be gremlin? Is it going to be ordinary? Is it going to be extraordinary? Is it going to be adult? Okay. So it's not so much about using those words, but it's about how you're going to negotiate that this conversation has the context that you want to have the conversation in. And the thing is, you can keep having meta conversation about the meta conversation. So with Sarah, we were doing negotiating intimacy. And for example, so she wanted to talk about her relationship. I said, okay, how do you want to talk about the relationship? Okay, then the proposal of meta conversation is, I want to be able to negotiate. Okay, so negotiation is an adult, at least adult context. Okay, it could be totally gremlin. Okay, and then you can have a meta conversation about how is the negotiation going to take place? How is the negotiation, what is the context of the negotiation? And so on and on and on. So you could have, for me personally, the most interesting conversation are meta conversations. So you never have to stay at the linear conversation, because the connection, and I think the possibility opens talking about context, like negotiating the context. Thank you. I think this is very cool.
For me, if you're doing it again, it could be really helpful to also have like an example. That's what also really worked for our call with Anne Chloe, that because people were also like, I have no clue what you're talking about. And then we did an example, and that could also work because you can land distinctions.
Yeah, I find it very, very juicy that it was so fast, actually, because in a way it helped me to stay on that meta level, because you were introducing a method. If I would have had more time, I would really go into the processes and not really see where this meta conversation was with me. And the way you were building it up now, that for the sensing I had more time, or more than normal or usual I would take for myself, I felt that you were stretching that part a lot. Like, okay, go in the sensation first before you really catch the feeling. And that's what helps me to shift spaces and to shift also into the meta context, because I can go back to the sensation, then relate to the feeling, and then say what this and that made me feel, or what I heard made me feel. So this helped me really to have this different layers of it, to really check how fast it goes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I could have had, for each of the exercises, it would have been okay for me if it was at least two times as long. And it was also okay like this. And what I notice, that's a completely different thing. What I'm kind of finding out today, these days, is that if I want something to land in the other person, I really have to go, I cannot skip one single step. I have to really say each step and not imply something or think it's obvious or it's really each single step is important, and if I leave one out, then it doesn't land. Mm-hmm. And I think just in all training contexts, when I'm a coach or when I'm writing a text or when I'm having a meta conversation, and this is really important too. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Yula.
Yeah, I have to go too.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
Safe
you.
Safe travels. Good travels.
Yay.
And Chloe.
Anyone else would like to share?
Okay.
Tanya, yeah.
Yeah, when I hear you speak, you know, I'm not sure whether we have all done the same exercise. So I would be really curious to hear an example how the idea was of this exercise. And I don't know if you want to share it now or at a later point, but
yeah, I can try. I have Vera with me here. This is exactly what I would like to experience more, like together. So maybe who would like to, maybe Vera, are you willing to practice with me and maybe a coach?
Would I be the coach and someone else be the role play?
Yeah. Ciao, Yula.
Ciao, Yula.
Who wants to join?
I can do the role play. And I don't know really how the exercise should be, and I'm really happy to, if that's helpful. Cool.
Okay. So I am the communicator, and I'm going to talk to you. You are Nunu. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe let me ask something. Is everyone willing to go through this, or you want to share something and then we do this after the session? Just to have clarity of people that want to share before other people want to stay here. Yeah.
I have a limit amount of time for me. I'm like, my energy is going like me.
Okay.
So 10 minutes max.
Okay.
I'll be here.
Cedric?
I have to leave also, and thank you so much, Joanna, and everyone.
Bye, Patricia.
Bye.
Yes. And Frederick?
I can stay till 10 to 10 to, so and then check out.
But everyone else is okay to do this now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, Anna, you are Nunu.
Yeah. Okay. Can you say a few words about what Nunu does?
I'm triggered because I would like to have a meeting in nature, and I'm triggered because he doesn't answer my messages, or it's something about that.
So he just doesn't answer.
Yeah. Hi Nunu, I have Hi,
Joanna.
Yeah, it's good to see you and be here with you today. Because in our communications, there's something I would like to talk about our communications.
Oh dear! So you're bringing a problem.
Go.
It's not really a problem, but it's more like a solution.
Right.
Yeah, it's more a solution, so we could maybe figure out a different way of bringing more solutions.
Yeah, and I feel like we have a great connection, so I don't really know if I need something different.
Okay.
Yeah.
One little beep is, you want to go straight to the point, because you just...
Okay.
To the point.
Yeah, and so, yeah, what is exactly that is happening, like, right now? Like, I would like to bring, like, a clarity and make an invitation.
Okay, yeah. The beep is, instead of saying what you would like, just do the invitation.
Okay. So what about that next time I text you? I send I'm completely hooked.
So one thing as well is that so he says, I have a great connection. He's giving you stuff.
Okay,
right?
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, now I see when you say we have a great connection, now I see that our communications are quite non-linear, and I would like to
So I know that this is a practice, so you're doing the preamble before you do it. You're like talking about what you're going to do it before you're going to do it. So he says, well, you love this connection, so you are already connecting. He's already responding. He's already doing what you want him to do. So instead of staying with your agenda of I want to fix this,
yes,
do the thing, experience it with him. That's the meta conversation. So could be, what do you like about, like, what do you like about our connection? Can you tell me?
So what do you like about our connection?
Yeah, you have funny ideas, and then you just keep sending me messages that have cool things in them. I just like to read them.
Okay.
Yeah, and
feedback. So get more feedback. Go.
I don't know. I'm out of my ground completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll stay centered. He just.
I don't know what I want. I'm without wanting. I'm in the present, and now it's like.
How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel happy and excited for, like,
because
I'm out of ideas. It's like there's no ideas.
What do you feel when he says, you have so many crazy ideas, and I receive all these messages and I read them.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in you?
Yeah, I feel happy and surprised.
Go on.
That's surprising. So me hearing that from you, it's quite a surprise. I had a different idea from okay. from that.
Stop bringing it to the problem. You know, you're like, you're keeping it's like, you're doing wrong and we're going to fix it. So he's, you have an opportunity to instead of.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay,
okay.
Go.
No, okay.
Share the joy. Share the joy.
Okay. So, yeah, that's so cool. So just check it out if you get this message now. So I'm going to communicate something with you and see if you understand this.
My mobile is off. Can we do it right now?
No. We are present. For me, we are having, yeah. So I'm going to stand up and do something.
Okay.
So
I have another beep, which is you're still holding on to your agenda of the communication, but you are standing in front of each other and he's communicating with you. Uh-huh. So basically what you're giving it is what happens if he responds. And what you keep doing is, if he responds, he's gonna have problems to fix. So he's now saying, he's now there, so go to the next level. Go to the next level as if he was responding to your messages. So he said he likes reading them, and you can share, you have joy, and you just shared the fear. So share the joy, and ask him about it.
Yeah, so in what ways would you like to connect with me more? What would you like to do like next?
I don't need anything more. I'm happy. It's just cool. Maybe we can do something that like going to the beach then like you wrote in the SMS or in the text.
Yeah, I would like that. I like to play beach tennis. I guess you would like it too. It would be cool because I'm usually there with people that I don't know. Lots of Brazilian people. It would be cool to have a Portuguese team.
But you haven't asked him. Wait. You did not ask if he wanted to come. Like, do you want to come?
Do you want to come?
Yes, I just now felt like withdrawing when you said, then we are a team. I was like, oh, wait a moment, maybe. Can we just go to the beach together?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I would like to go to the beach and I would like to play beach tennis with you. Would you like that? Would you like to come with me?
Yes, how about Sunday?
Yeah, I can Sunday in the morning. Is that okay?
Okay. A whole day is also okay?
Okay. Okay. If something happens, just text me.
I will.
Sara, you had something in this.
Yeah.
We could go very soon.
Yes, I have a question because what I understood it was that Joanna haven't received an answer by Nuno. And so I, this is completely another thing because what I understood is that she would like to have an answer about something, and the conversation goes totally in another situation. So I don't understood what is this meta conversation about.
So this meta conversation isn't about analyzing what's happened.
Okay.
It's about what Joanna really wanted wasn't to have a conversation about the communication. What Joanna really wanted was to have intimacy, to go and do things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And even when we're trying to work out our issues with someone, most of the times we want something else. We don't want to go process stuff. And so when someone who's especially not answering so much, they sense that you want to talk about that, you lost them.
Mm-hmm.
So... this was great because Nuno here was actually responding, which is great because he could be talking about something else. You know, he could go like, let's, you know, so then it would be another offer.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. It's also like, stop being right about your point of view and be in relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's what I feel exactly when I, next time, I'm with him, so I learned how to past my own emotional trigger, and I possibly I won't touch the text message. Because I don't want to I don't want to touch that point. Yeah.
And for me, it was really interesting because it was like we had a connection and you were always trying to put old stuff, like an old case, like in the middle. So look, see this? So actually, I want to have a connection, but we have to talk about this thing. This is in the middle of the way. And this was so interesting because I remember I'm very familiar in putting the things there and saying, yes, like, yes.
Yeah, and actually he answered me back last time. So like, this is old emotional stuff that I still hold that I knew is like, this is a point like, so I just brought it because he doesn't answer at the time I wish. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And
there was this thing about the assumptions, because like also in the end, when he was, you know, when you said we were a team, there was like the key or something that came up for me is the assumptions that we have about the other person and what's going to happen are in the way of relating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that could be how he's going to answer, when he's going to answer, you know. And this is really true for me. My box loves expectations and assumptions.
Yeah.
And what is the difference to a usual shift go conversation? I still don't really grasp the meta thing in it.
So it's about you go with an agenda, you go with a plan. We're going to talk about this, and that's the linear conversation, and that's your defendedness. Mm-hmm. And so this is you're coming from a gremlin or a child ego state or whatever. So part of the meta conversation is to release that defendedness and create a connection. And it can be this in this way, it was about building the bridge towards the other person and not demanding that they're where you are. And so that's not a formula. It will look different to everyone. But there are some keys that, you know, some questions and some things that can bring a person more awake, like what's going on for you or what do you feel right now? Go.
I have a great example. I was with Maria, a woman in the workshop with Vera and Chloe, and she wanted to talk about emotions with her partner. And I was role-playing. And she was like, yeah, I would like to talk about, you never tell me about your emotions. And I was like, yeah, they are my emotions. I don't see the point of talking to you. They are mine. I want to keep them. Like, I have my own process. And then Chloe just came in and feedback. And actually the turning point was her hearing that, like, I don't need to talk to you about that. And she was like, yeah, I'm not. And she just shared, like, the meta conversation was, yeah, also I'm not available to talk about your emotions anymore. So I would like to connect to you through other parts of us. Because it's like, and that was the shifting point, like, I can connect to you, like talking about something else rather than that. And the turning point was she made a point like, I'm not available for that anymore. So she made a clear boundary.
She stayed in the adult ego state without being hooked and said, no, it probably not from a reaction, like stop, right? So it could be even also interesting to do the two ways of this exercise, which is one is I want to talk to you. And the other one is someone wants to talk to me and they're making like a child or a gremlin conversation. And how do you stand in that?
Mm-hmm.
I really love this, what is happening, but I have to go to the
bathroom. I'm going to go.
Me too. I have to go.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Yay. What a juicy topic. Thank you.
Thank you for inspiring.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao.